And we are continuing our series of Shiurim. We've been learning the inyan of rabbinic authority, Beit Din HaGadol. We've already seen B'siyata D'Shmaya, such incredible neflos mitaras Hashem, Tzmamashi Yantif, and now we will continue. And we have been basing ourselves on the Torah of Rabbi Tzalel Zsolti, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Rav of Yerushalayim, the Rambam, in the second parak of Hilchos Mamrim, in the second halacha, writes, Based in Shagazru Gzeira or Tiknu Takana, Vin Higu Minhag, if Bezdin made a decree, a takana, a minhag, Upashad Adara B'chol Yisrael, and it spread to the entire Jewish people, Ve'omer achareihem, Beis Din Acher. And then stood another Beis Din. U'bikesh levatel dvarim harishonim v'lakar oso takana. And that later Beis Din wants to uproot what the first Beis Din said. The first Beis Din made a takana gzeira minhag. And then the latter Beis Din wants to uproot it. They can't do it until they're greater than the first one in wisdom. And number, and even if the time, the reason for the original decree has been rendered, meaningless, for naught, the reason no longer applies, not applicable. Nevertheless, the latter Beis Din may not nullify what the earlier Beis Din said, until they are greater than them in Chochma and Minyan. The Ravid says, I don't agree. Iter Shuke Yerushalayim Beperis Kashiale. They made a takana to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim and not redeem them with money, so that the Yerushalayim should be decorated with fruits. And then it was Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai was mevatel after the Chorban, because the reason was mevatel, because the Jews had gone into exile and the Goyim were living in Yerushalayim, so the reason no longer applied. They wanted to beautify Yerushalayim, and you see that you don't need to be a greater Beis Din in order to be mevatel, since the time no longer applies. So the Takana no longer applied. All you needed was Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai to be mevatel, then he wasn't Gadol B'Chochma V'Minyan. So that's the Ravid's Hasaga on the Rambam. Ayin B'Kesef Mishnah, he says, maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Taka greater than the Roshana B'Chochma Satorah. Ayin Sham N'Kesef Mishnah. So the Rambam's bottom line is that you have to, even if the time is Batel, you have to be greater B'Chochma V'Minyan, and he won't be get excited about the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That's not going to be a kasha on him. He'll say they were greater b'chachma v'minyan. And the Ravid says no. They ought to be greater b'chachma v'minyan if the time is batal. V'haraya Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was involved with the earlier Beis Din said, and he wasn't great like them b'chachma v'minyan. So what we'd like to do is, we'd like to explain the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. It says in Bava Metzia, on page 96b, I learned this Gemara, if I recall correctly, with Rabbi Yaakov Shlomberg and Dov Ber, Olav Shalom, the Shamishad Avin Aliyah. And B'miuchad, today is the Yortzeit of Adoni Avi, Moiriv Zikni, my B'nei Banim Arayim Kibanim. So it's like my father, but it's really my grandfather. I didn't know very well because he passed away before I was able to speak, because I was a baby. I don't think I could speak yet even. Kopanim, today's is Yortzeit Shvili Nishmas Rav Shmuel Pinchas Ben Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi. So it says in Bava Metzia 96b, Beusha Skinu Isha Machub Nechsem Milug, a woman brings into marriage Nechsem Milug, and the husband has the rights to the Paris. The husband is allowed to use these nichsei milug. this property the woman brought in, it belongs to her and the husband's allowed to use it. If she sells it in the life of her husband, they made a takana in Usha. Until Usha, she could sell it and she sold it. But Usha came along, they made a takana, and originally it was Usha, but then the Hasidim started calling it Usha, and then all of Klal Yisrael called it Usha. Totally made that up. So Usha is kino Usha machum nechsem lu blachaya baila. She sells it, and then she dies. And Usha they made a takana. Habal motzi miyad lekuchos. The husband may take it away from the buyers as if it was his. That's a special takana of Usha. The Gemara says, "Boy, Ramacha, Ramacha is a shayla. Baal benichsi ishto mimoal." So, a woman, her father dies, she yarshins him, and he was makdish something. So, now that it goes into her rishus, that's mi'ila. Because now it changed properties. Now it went from the rishus of hakdish into her rishus. So the Gemara says, so the husband now yarshins with his wife. So who's the mo'el? And the Gemara says, no, it couldn't be him. He doesn't want to yarshin Isser. Limo Baal, Meter Linche de Likni, Sir Linche de Likni. He wants Heter. He doesn't want Isser. She should be Moil, same vort. She wants Heter. She doesn't want Isser. What about the Beis Din? Is the Beis Din Moel? And the answer is, you can't say the Beis Din is Moel. Because Ki Avdu Rabbanan Takanta, Ramu Baal Okech Havei Le'atera, Li'isur Lo'abed Rabbanan Takanta. When they made their Takana, they only said the Baal is going to be the Lokeach. The Baal has a din of a lokeach, and since the Baal is a din of a lokeach, he can also take it back from the buyers who bought it from his wife. Since the Baal is a din of a lokeach, he's only lokeach dvarim mutarim. They didn't make a takana for dvarim asurim. Rashi explains, Nimalu beis din shel Yisrael sheba oso dor. Who's the moel? The beis din of that generation. Shekol takanas mishpat tliya behem. All the decrees of judgment depend on them. Vayedem nogos chukos amisukanim letzibur me'oz. Vahabe kimi shetiknu lohem king yinze. V'nimtzehem amaklim enichse hekdesh v'otziyam l'chulin. So, the Beis Din of Yisrael in that generation, all the takanas of Mishpat are tallu in them. And through them, there are all the decrees of the Beis Din are through this present Beis Din. So it's as if they were mitaking this kinyan. So they are makne the nichse hekdesh and motzi et lechulin, and the Gemara's teretz is yeah, but and they're not interested in doing averis. But we see from Rashi is sod gadol, shema shekol ha'takanot noagot v'kayamot l'dorot, zelo mishum shebeidin arishonim tiknum l'chol ha'dorot, ela shekol ha'takanot ha'metukanot mishekvar yamim mitchadshot hen b'chol dor v'dor al pi beit din shel oto dor. That all the takanos that exist for the generations, it's not because the earlier Beis Din was mitaking for all the generations. No, that is not why. But rather, because each successive dor and each successive Beis Din are attacking these takanos anew. Kol ha'takanot ha'metukanot mishekvar yamim mitchadshot hen b'chol dor v'dor al pi beit din shel oto dor. Sheikar ha'takana b'shar shenitkena kach haya. Sheitaknu ha'beit din shebechol dor. That was the original takana. That every beis din should be mitaken every generation anew and should be koveya the halacha. Otherwise, why should the Beis Din of that generation be doing Mi'ilah? They didn't do anything. That's why Rashi said, no. It's the Beis Din of that door, Shekol Takanas Mishpat Tzliya Behem, Vayedem Nogos Chukos HaMetukanon Letzibur Me'az. So it's like they were mitaken this kinyan. Since the whole takana requires the Beis Din of every generation, they're the ones who did it. And so writes in the Tshuvas Mishkanas Siyankif, in Choshen Mishpat Simen Lamed Vov, explaining Rashi, I'm quoting the Lashon of the Mishkanas Yankif, she called takanas Beis Din vefkeren binyan mamon, avo pishem tukanas mikvar, alpi Beis Din agolta katakanas usha, af alpi chayin ein noagos b'chol dor v'dor, el alpi Beis Din shebezeh ador, shein mechuyavin ladun alpi osan atakanas, ve'atam lazeh shelo v'kiro hiknu Beis Din mitakani atakanas mamon shebedor shachrem, rak Beis Din shebechol dor mitzuvin ladun lahaknos lahafkir kafi takanosam. That the takana of the hefker of mum, whatever the Beis Din says, even though it's alpi Beis Din shalusha, but it's not no galpi Beis Din shalusha. It's no galpi Beis Din shabachol door of a door, because the original Beis Din didn't make these takanas for all the generations. Rather, they said just for our generation. And then it's over. And then the later generations do the shlichus of the earlier ones. So you might think that it's mi'ila mitzad, the present Beis Din. Now it's pashut that only by takanas and gzeres Beis Din hagodol, Rashi writes there mischadesh b'chol dor. Alpi Beis Din shebezeh ador. But mashadarshu Beis Din agadol ba'achas min ha-midos she'atar nidrashes b'am, these are the takanas. But let's say Beis Din made a drasha. That doesn't have to be mischadish b'chol dor alpi Beis Din shelo sodor. Kevin shemashadarshu ba'achas min ha-midos. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim 1:1. Beis Din HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim Heim Iker Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what we've been discussing in the previous Shurim. That's the Iker of Torah Shebaal Peh. What they say when they learn from the Midash HaTorah Nedreshes Behem, that has a Chaloy Shem Torah Shebaal Peh. Ve'en Gam BeHakdom LeSefer Yad HaChazakah. So the Rambam writes that the darshan from one of the Yud Gimel Midas is Midin HaNemar Beis Din HaGadol, because they're the Ikar Torah Shebaal Peh. V'skimu Alehem Beis Din HaGadol, that becomes Torah Shebaal Peh. And the only way it becomes Torah Shebaal Peh is if the Beis Din HaGadol was maskim. And since when they make a Jerusha Ba'achas Min Amidos, this is Torah Shebaal Peh, so it doesn't have to be Mischadesh every generation Alpi Beis Din Shaloso Ador, because Torah Shebaal Peh is eternal, just like Torah Shebichsav. However, as we saw earlier in the Rambam, that they learn from the pasuk l'apiyator she'arucha elu atakanos v'hagzeros she'yoru behem l'rabim, that even their takanos and gzeros have a shame Torah Shebaal Peh. So it emerges that the Rambam is going to argue with Rashi. Rashi holds that it's dafka. Midas shatar and drashes behem. That is a Torah Shem Torah Shebaal Peh, but the takanas doesn't, and therefore it needs to be mischadish aidei Beis Din shebechol dor. But the Rambam holds even their takanas have a Shem Torah Shebaal Peh, and therefore it doesn't have to be mischadish bechol dor. The moment Beis Din was mitakein, it counts forever. It doesn't have to be mischadish in every generation like it does according to Rashi. So it appears that Rashi holds, like the Ravid that we learned about in previous Shiurim, that on Takanos and Gzeros Beis Din HaGadol, there's no Chalos Din Torah Shebaal Peh. That's not considered Torah Shebaal Peh. Ve'ovir kol davar midivrehem eino ovir belav delo tasur uboseid al pi haTorah shel Yerucha elim ovir b'derech hamra'a. The only way one is over and what the Beis Din says is when he does it b'derech hamra, in a rebellious way, that he's not moda, that he's cholik. But just being over on what they say doesn't make him over on lo sasur and al asi al apel torah she'arucha, as we discussed at length. The only problem is when he rebels against them, he says, you guys are wrong. That already is a problem. Problem, tinnitus araisa. And therefore Rashi writes, shekol ha-takonos ha-metukonos mishekvar hayomim, the earlier takonos are mischadesh in every generation, al pi bezin shel oso ador. Because on takonos and gzeres bezin hagadol, there's no chalos din of teres shebal peh. And that there's a chiyuv to be mekayim the takonos shetiknu bezin hagadol, because there's a mitzvah lishmoa b'kol based in hagadol kuchol asher yoru. So it's not because it has a din of Torah shebal peh, but you have to listen to based in hagadol because you have to listen to based in hagadol. According to the Rambam, it's because it has a din Torah shebal peh. According to Rashi, it's because you have to listen to based in hagadol. And now you're in a later generation, there is no based in hagadol. So why b'zman is that you have to be mekayim the takanos? You go after the Beis Din in your generation, and the Beis Din in your generation wasn't attacking those takanos. And therefore Rashi writes that all the takanos that already were made, the decrees that were made earlier, are mischadesh in every generation, al pi Beis Din shel oso ador. In other words, the Iker takana, when it was decreed, was such that based in every generation is going to be mechadesh and kovei lahalacha, and it emerges, if so, at that there's a chiyuv to be mekayim takanos gzeres based in hagadol, it's because it's as if the based in of your generation was metakin those takanos, and you have to follow the based in of your generation. That's Rashi. Rashi is atza shofet asher yeh b'yamim ahem. You follow the based in of your generation. But it's not because the Beis Din HaGadol said it, it's because the Beis Din of your generation said it. The Rambam has a different sigang. The Rambam has a different approach. Takanas Gzeres Beis Din HaGadol is a chalos din Torah shebal peh. And that is a chiyuv to be mekayim tkeres gzonos Beis Din HaGadol. It's not because there's a mitzvah l'shmo called Beis Din HaGadol k'chol asher yoru, but because you have to be mekayim the whole Torah, Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh. And included in Torah shebal peh are also gzeirus v'takanos based in hagadol, k'tachsiv al pi ha'Torah she'yarucha. Elu ha'takanos v'agzeirus v'amenhogos she'yaru b'hem l'rabim. In other words, takanos and gzeirus are also Torah. So again, Rashi holds that what's Torah? Yud gimel midas. That's Torah shebal peh. That if the based in hagadol says it becomes Torah shebal peh. But anything like the right. But anything else when they make takanos, when they make decrees, doesn't have a din Torah shebal peh. You have to listen because you have to listen to Beis Din HaGadol. And what about the later generations? You have to only listen to the Beis Din in your generation, so in every generation it's mischadesh. So even though there's no Beis Din anymore today, Beis Din HaGadol, but it's as if the Beis Din today was mitakin. And therefore you're listening out Beis Din shebedoro. Yiftach bedoro kishmo bedoro. The Rambam says no, when the Beis Din HaGadol makes a takana, so that becomes Torah shebal peh, and Torah shebal peh you have to follow. And now we can understand that the Rambam says that filu batal atam, even if the tam is batal, Shebeglola gozer arishonim oskino, the achronim can't be mevatel anshu gedolim hem b'chachmu v'minyan. And the Rabbit says no, in batel atam shel atakonav agzera they can be mevatel. So it would appear b'das harambam, since the yisod of the din of takonas v'gzera is based on agadol, it's that it becomes a chalez din of Torah shebal peh, and it's for all the daros. So even when batel atam lo batel atakona, because now it has a chalez din of Torah shebal peh, and that you can't mess with. Torah zos lote muchlefes is the general rule of Torah shebuchsav. So here also you can't touch it. It's the doros. And when Beis Din, a later Beis Din comes to be okra the takana, The only way they can do it is if they're Gadol Mehem B'Chochma V'Minyan. However, the Ravid holds like Das Rashi in Bav Metzia, that Al Tekhas Gzer is based on Agadol, there's no Chalas Din of Torah Shebal Peh. It's just a mitzvah of Shmova called Bezin Agadol Chol Asher, whatever the Bezin Agadol paskins. And not that all the Tekhanas Nohagas for Kayomas. It's not because the Bezin HaRishonim were attacking the Chol Adaros, but rather all the Tekhanas and Tekhanas Mishikvar Yomim Mischacho same B'Chol Dor B'Dor Al Pi Bezin Shalos Dor. The Bezin of that generation were Mechadeshit. So since in every generation they have to be Mechadesh, so Kshabot Al Hatam Shuv Eina Tekhanam Mischadeshis V'Betele Me'ilea. When the time is batal, so memela the takana is not mischadesh, and it's batal automatically. And therefore, you don't need any special powers. So that's the machlokas Rambam Ravid. If the tam is batal, according to the Rambam, if the tam is batal, you still have to follow it. And then can gadol menor when another basin is batal, gadol menor v'shutz gadol menor v'chacham v'minyan, because it has a chalos din shor shebal peh. And according to the Ravid, no, like Rashi, in every generation the basin is mechadish shetakana, and if there was no need for it, then they're not mechadish shetakana. And the Takanas of Bezin don't have a din of Torah Shebal Peh. Only the Yud Gimel Midas, but the Dawash from Yud Gimel Midas. No, sweet friends, you believe me when I tell you that is du asach mer zu reden, as they say in French. There's a lot more to speak about. And the Mir Tzashem, I hope that in the next year we will hopefully close up this series. I hope. And obviously this is a vast and very broad topic. Love it, one of my favorite topics in Torah, the Koach HaChachamim, to be Mischazik and Armunas HaChachamim. It's a huge deal, and we should be Zochet to see continuing Niflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening, sweet friends. I really, really appreciate it. Shalom, shalom.